guys, you're listening to Pot and Kettle, the comedy podcast where we are cooking with cannabis. I'm Gracie.
And I'm Laura. We hope you enjoy our show. Today on the show, we'll be making canna butter from dry leaf cannabis. We'll be using a high potency sativa strain called Grapefruit Durban.
You'll need an eighth of an ounce of ground cannabis and one stick of butter and a strainer or some cheesecloth.
And after we make the butter, we'll be using it to make gluten-free boxed sugar cookies. So in addition to all the ingredients Grace just mentioned, be sure to have anything you'll need for your cookies, minus the butter, of course.
Of course.
All right, so we're going to get started.
All right, we're going to move over here to the stove.
So we have an eighth of an ounce of ground dry leaf, which we are going to set aside. And we're going to take one stick of butter and add it to a regular saucepan.
Right, and you ground that yourself about 5 minutes ago. So it's just a little hand grinder, no problems, super easy.
Used a little bit of muscle too. Okay, so I'm melting the butter. And while the butter melts, we're going to keep an eye on it. And before it melts all the way, we're going to add the ground cannabis.
So do you add it all at once?
I'm going to add it all at once.
Okay.
And then it simmers for about 20 to 45 minutes.
Okay. Do we need to stir?
We do need to stir. Just keep an eye on it.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Oh. So while this is melting, it's starting to melt pretty quickly. So I'm going to turn it up and I'm going to add all of the...
Wow. That just plopped right in there.
Sure did. Just plopped. That's just nobody's business.
It just looks like so much pot. Just melting it in the butter. Wow. Okay. So that's looking... What is that sauce that you put on steak? It's very green and I don't know.
Chimichurri sauce.
It looks like chimichurri sauce right now.
It does. Or a really nice herbed butter that you could also put on steak.
Oh, different kind of herb butter.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we could dip our bread in there.
Yeah, next time you have to go to a family outing and you're asked to bring a side, maybe some herb butter.
Maybe. Wow. Just keep it away from the kiddos.
I mean, you'd also have to take some bread, obviously. You wouldn't want to just serve butter. That would be weird.
Here is the butter. Bring your own bread. BYOB. All right.
Okay,
it's almost
we're turning it down. Oh, the butter is almost completely melted. The cannabis is mixed in pretty well. And we're looking at a green liquid. So we're just going to let this simmer for about 20 minutes up to 45 minutes. And then we will come back and strain it. But in the meantime, we'll keep stirring it, make sure it doesn't evaporate away or burn, and we can catch up on our weeks.
All right, sounds good.
So did you do anything new this week?
Well, I had some mom fails.
Favorite kinds of stories.
Just you know, to throw it out there, I am a mom of two wonderful boys, and we rearranged our bedroom, and long story short, I had a feminine massage item, and I plugged it in, and usually I have a drawer beside my bed. But this time we did not. And I've upgraded to the plug-in feminine massage. And long story short, it has a USB cable. And my children are always running around trying to find chargers for their iPad.
Oh, my gosh. So, this is going nowhere good.
No. So my oldest apparently went in our bedroom and found a USB cord that he was looking. He was looking for the adapter. And didn't tell me about it. I walked in. I'm like, why is this not plugged in?
Where
panicked.
Was it?
Well, it was on the window ledge behind the on the thing.
So he left it there.
Yeah. So then I said, buddy, you're not supposed to be in mommy's room. You're not supposed to take my charger. And I walked away. And he goes, hey, mommy, what was that purple thing on your on your window ledge? So yeah, we had a great conversation where I said it's personal and. He said that he thought he saw something like that on TV or there was a YouTube something. And he said that yeah, Mom, isn't that for your butt? I said, sure. Oh. Sure. We're going to leave it at that. So that was mom fail number one. That was my oldest child. And my
That's impressive.
Yeah, my youngest on 4th of July went upstairs. So I told him, go in and see if Grandma and Pop-Pop want to come out and watch fireworks with us. We were letting off, you know, the ones you buy at the stands. And yeah, he walked in on my mom and dad. Yep. Yep, so I ruined both children in a week. Yep. My mom was, he said, Grandma was on top of Pop-Pop watching TV. So.
Oh my God.
Yes. Yeah, so that's been my week.
Oh my God.
It was definitely a week. I'm like the worst mother ever. My mother, my mother would die if I was telling this right now. Oh no. Oh, no. I didn't really think about that.
She'll forgive you.
Oh,
what are the odds she's actually going to listen?
Exactly not. Not at all.
So. Exactly not. That's exactly not.
Yeah, no. They don't even know what a podcast is, so I think we're okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, that's impressive.
Yeah, so your week.
My week was much less eventful. But, well, so funny story. So did you ever hear of the band Boy Sets Fire?
Yes.
Okay. So their singer is this guy, Nathan Gray, and he put out a book, and he's putting out another book. And they had posted online that they were looking for somebody to edit it. Okay. So, you know, I have a journalism degree, so I thought, why not? I'll say that I can edit. And so I did, and he came back and asked what my qualifications were, and I told him I've got a journalism degree, and I've got a master's in journalism, and I've been working 20 years in the field. So he goes, oh, well, you can't get much better than that. And you've got it. And I'm thinking, awesome. So
that's
I'm so excited. And then it dawned on me. Thank you. But then it dawned on me, I've never edited a book before.
I have a friend who edits, she edits books, catalogs. She used to work in New York. Now she's in Williamsport. So if you want to, I can hook you up with her.
That would be awesome.
But oh my goodness, that's amazing. That's so exciting.
Yeah, so I know I can do it and I'm excited about it. But it's like, you know, every time you try something, you think, oh my God, am I good enough for this? But yes, I'm.
You totally are.
If you go into it with any other attitude, then you'll definitely fail.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go into it assuming that I'm going to rock it.
You will.
And we'll see.
You totally will.
At
you
got to
fake
least,
it till you make it. No, but seriously, you are completely overqualified for it.
So, at
so
the very
I think
least,
you're fine.
It's going to be an awesome experience. So I met with his assistant, his concierge, over the weekend to just talk about like what the book is and what they need. And so they were very open to everything I said. I said, I'd like to have 3 rounds of review, and they were totally good with that.
Wow.
And so I'm really excited because this Nathan has an amazing life story from everything I've read and listened to. And I mean, he's definitely had a lot of setbacks and challenges, but he overcomes them every time, and it's amazing.
So it's going to be just about his life. The book's about his life.
Yep.
That's crazy. You're going to hear all that first.
I'm so excited.
You probably have to. That's awesome. That's fantastic.
So anyway, I think we can step away for a little bit.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, especially because my spoon is melting right onto the pan.
Okay.
So when cooking with a hot pan, it is best to not use a plastic spoon
and leave
and rest it on the hot pan when you walk away. Because when you come back, apparently, there's a chance it could melt to the pan and you won't actually be able to get it off.
Yeah, but I don't think spoons are supposed to do that.
I would hope not, but this one clearly does.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say, let's not use plastic. Let's see. Oh, you know what?
You're splattering.
Why don't you
buttered me?
A nice silicone.
There you go.
One.
And wood. There, that one's perfect.
You got silicone and wood.
Right.
Perfect. Ooh, look, it's starting to get a little bit crunchy.
Is it supposed to get crunchy?
No.
Oh, I need a drink.
You should get a drink. So, I made crab legs the other day.
Okay.
Because all you have to do is throw them on the grill.
Okay.
Well, we were out of grill juice.
You need grill juice? What is grill juice?
You know, propane.
Oh. I was like, what? Is that something new?
No, you know, the propane tank that goes
got it.
Under the grill.
I'm with you now. I am
also
so
known
with
as
you.
Grilled juice, because without it, the grill don't work.
Okay, never heard that before.
It might just be a Laura thing.
Okay, well, it works. I mean, I'll use it now from now on.
You know, potato, potato.
Potato, potato.
Oh, I'll have to tell you the story. We should tell that story, too.
Oh, potato, potato?
Yes. Mm. So did you know, well, you do now, that if you're sitting and you're, you know, messaging somebody through your, you know, text messaging or your instant messaging at work or even email, when you type things that are spelled the same, people on the other end are probably going to pronounce it the same way. So I was having a conversation via instant message and somebody said, you know, this is almost done or whatever. I forget what the conversation was about, but I said something back and they said, you know, basically the same thing I said. And I responded, potato, potato. Like, basically, right, we're saying the same thing here.
You say potato, I say potato.
Yeah. Right. So end of story. We're saying the same thing. We're on the same page. Let's move on. And as soon as I typed it, I looked at it and I'm like, well, that just says potato, potato when you type it out.
Right. How do you do potato, potato or tomato, tomato?
I don't know. I guess you have to spell it incorrectly.
Oh, maybe.
But that's a lot of extra work.
Well, not that, you know, then so...
I mean, you really have to think it through. How would I spell how potato is pronounced? That's a lot of work.
And I think people probably wouldn't get that either.
No, they'd be like, what is wrong with her? Why can't she spell potato? What is she saying?
So we realized from that day forward that we were going to refer to everything as potato, potato.
Because it's just so much easier.
And tomato, tomato. And, you know, whatever, chicken, chicken.
He says chicken, chicken.
You know what I mean. Whatever. Is it banana, banana?
It's just potato, potato.
I think banana is one. You say banana, I say...
banana too.
Banini. I don't know. It's a thing. So anyway, so potato, potato. You know, mm-hmm. Just like banana, banana. It's not one. So it's tomato and potato. Is there another one?
I think that's
it. I'm pretty sure there's another one. Think really hard. Tomato. If you... potato, 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 tomato. Tomato, tomato, potato, potato. There's a song. I'm going to have to listen to it.
And then it goes, let's call the whole thing off.
Yes.
I think it's that's just a good, those two.
I think that's it. I think there's another verse.
I think we just need to go with the song and let's call the whole thing off.
Okay, we will. Let's change the subject.
So back to the grilled juice.
Oh, right, grilled juice.
We didn't have any grilled juice. So I said, well, I'll just cook them in the oven because easy peasy, right?
Just lemon squeezy. Throw them in the oven. Sure.
So I put them on some broiling sheets. Broiler sheets?
This doesn't sound right, but I'm sure it's right.
Broiler pans.
There you go.
That's the word.
Maybe. Mm-hmm.
And I threw them in the broiler. Ooh, look at this cooking away.
Is that right?
Yeah, it looks right. We turned all the way down to low now. So we turned our burner all the way down to low because at a 2, it was starting to get a little bit too boily. So we'll let it simmer for
too
a little
boily.
Bit.
Boily, is that a technical term?
It's very technical. If you start to see it get really boily, you're going to want to make it stop.
Okay. Calm that down.
Yes, calm that boiliness.
Hot butter down. Now, after this is done and you strain it, can you do anything with what you strained?
You can throw it right in the trash.
Oh, no. It's all bad.
Maybe, you know what? I have no idea if this is true or not, but I don't see why you couldn't use it as compost and put it in your flowers and make them grow big and strong.
Hmm. That's a good idea. I'll have to Google other ideas of what to do with the... good stuff is out at that point, so there's mm-hmm. nothing you can do with it. That's interesting.
I don't know what you would do with it.
Do you put the butter then? I guess I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm excited. I am. This is so fun.
It is so fun.
Oh man, I know nothing about this stuff, so you're educating me along with everyone who's listening.
And look at the smoke-filled room.
Wow,
that's a lot of smoke.
So this is your whole house we're filling up here. That can't be good. So all the stuff that I'm breathing in right now, I should probably walk away. Go outside.
You're probably fine.
Okay.
You just might not want to have your kids home when you're cooking.
Right.
With any kind of cannabis because it tends to get smoky.
Yeah.
And it tends to be really strong. But it's
you'd
well
say,
worth
how
it.
Long does it take before your house comes smells normal again?
Oh, what, maybe 15 minutes if I open everything up and use some room spray. I could have the fan on the vent over the stove, and that would help a lot, but it'd also be really loud, and you wouldn't be able to hear anything I'm saying.
Yep, yep, and I think you got to make those sacrifices. You know.
I'm willing to wade through some smoke.
Oh, my gosh.
So anybody cooking at home that doesn't have the smoke will understand how I cook.
All right. Do we have a timer, or is it in your head?
Oh, it's in my head.
Okay.
We've been doing this for about 15 minutes.
15 minutes? I just don't want to burn anything.
Give or take. Yeah.
Sounds good. Sounds good. All right.
I didn't finish telling you about the crab legs.
Oh, jeez. Okay, go for it. Crab legs.
So anyway, I brought them inside, put them on the broiler pan, stuck them in the oven, watched them, kept checking the knuckles to make sure that they weren't cold.
Okay.
And then when the ones in front were cold, I took them out. Well, the smaller ones in the back were burnt.
Oh.
Black.
Aww.
Like disintegrated.
I've never made crab legs before. Hmm.
It's not hard.
Okay. Can you do them
just when I do
it? Can you do them on the grill?
I would if I had grill juice.
Oh, right. That was the whole point of the story. Oh, man. I think I've drank too much.
Well, you did start early.
Oh, well, I was trying to, you know, I knew that you would have started early, so I thought.
So, I didn't really get to talk to you either. Let me tell you about West Virginia.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
So,
soccer tournament West Virginia with your one and only.
Yes.
Bouncing baby boy.
Yes. So, they made the regionals this year, which was awesome.
Right.
But that meant we had to go to Southern West Virginia.
And how did West Virginia get this tournament?
I don't know. I don't understand it. I don't know if it's there every year.
I have a friend who lives in West Virginia.
No.
Yeah.
Well, and I'm sure that there are very nice parts of West Virginia.
Well, there's, yeah, no.
I'm
just
sure
like
there are.
Every state. Like, they call, you know, this Pennsylvania, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just not where we were.
Right.
So, we went to this store to get dinner. And so we had to find food for the whole soccer team. That was our do out from the team. So we found a place.
I've never heard that. That was our do out.
That was our do out.
Our duty.
You never had a do out before?
No.
Oh, we get do outs all the time.
Well, I mean, I do things, but I've never called it a do out.
No.
Like, you know, just give me my job.
Yeah. Well, that would be your do out.
My duty.
Duty?
Yeah. Because I've never heard of do out. Sounds like some kind of doo-wop. I don't know. Anyway, I digress. Continue with your story. So your duty.
Yes. So our do-out was to find someplace that could cater the whole team and the parents for our budget. So we found this place where we could get pasta. Two different kinds of pasta and salad, breadsticks for everybody, kids and parents, and it was affordable. So we're like, awesome. It was close to the hotel. So we went to pick it up, and it was a convenience store.
Oh.
Yeah. We were like, what the fuck? So this is the right place. Well, it has the name on there, but it was whatever the name was, eatery and convenience store, or convenience store and eatery, or something like that. And I'm like,
oh, wow.
Oh, I don't feel good about this.
That's fancy.
Yeah. So we went in, and it was a convenience store with, like, shelves of items that you could pick up and walk to the counter and buy, and I mean, lots of options.
Wow.
And then there were also a couple of tables in the corner where you could eat.
Okay.
Hence eatery.
Yeah.
And then when you walked up to the counter to pay for your convenience store items, behind them on the board was the menu.
Oh, okay.
For the Italian and Greek food.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So we're like, I think we have an order for a bunch of pastas and
I mean, salads? You know, my kids love, you know, Wawa and Sheetz, and you know, they have little Sheetz has little tables outside you can sit on and stuff like that. But I mean, this sounds like it was much more gas station-y.
Yeah, like with checkered tablecloths. Yeah. Like plastic checkered tablecloths. And
that's wild.
Like, it was, you know.
So it was like mom and pop owned.
It was
and they
mom,
were like,
yes.
Well, what am I good at? I'm good at being a convenience store person. And what am I good at? I'll make some food and
yes.
we'll sell it. And then
yes.
they put it together.
That is the feel. Yes, it was very disjointed, like a mishmash of, so we're buying the pastas and everything and we go to pay for it. And I look behind the counter and I see perfume.
Oh. Oh. With food?
Right?
Ew.
And then I was like, oh, they sell perfume. Usually, you know, here you can't buy perfume at a convenience store, at least not anything, you know.
Well, I mean, even if you could, I wouldn't want, like, you know, here, sample this and taste my floral tasting pasta.
Well, that too, for sure. But, so I upon closer examination, I was like, oh, that's that Ralph Lauren that I wear. You know,
yeah.
Like, that's blue. I love that smell. So I got a little bit closer and I'm like, oh, that's not Ralph. That's not a bottle that's turned a little bit. That's Alpha Blue.
Oh, wow.
The bottle was the exact same shape, the exact same color. The font was the same. It was just Alpha. And so as an advertising major, I learned that you can't, what's the word? You can't trademark smells.
Right.
A lot of these knockoffs, like, they spend a lot of time, and these companies, they spend a lot of time dissecting the ingredients in these perfumes, and then they can replicate them exactly and sell them cheap.
Right.
So, score, I asked them how much that was, and they're like, $10.
Wow!
$10? I would pay like 60 to 80 for a bottle that size of the real stuff. So I'll take two.
So, did you try it? Is it, does it, can you tell the difference?
No, I can't tell the difference.
Wow.
So I was so excited. And then right beside it was the DKNY Be Delicious that I love.
Yeah.
Also $10 for their knockoff.
That's awesome.
So I bought two of those.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm thinking, you know, I'll keep them, or I'll give maybe one to my sister or one to my friend or whatever. I've got four bottles. Well, then, sometime between when I purchased it and when we came home, I lost three of the bottles.
How is that possible?
It's me. So I think I threw the napkins from that dinner in there as well. And I took one bottle out and used it. And I'm thinking that the other three got thrown out.
Oh my gosh. That's ridiculous. Laura.
I know. So now I spent $40 on a $10 bottle of perfume since I threw the other three out. So now I'm thinking, do I call them and ask them to send me more? Because I bet you they would. It's a mom and pop convenience store, Italian and Greek eatery and knockoff perfume. I would pay them.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you want to pay them, yeah. But if you're there, yeah, I wouldn't. It's your fault you threw it away. They're not going to send you more.
No. I don't want them to send me replacements. Okay. I would think I could order more.
Oh, yeah. Why not? I'm sure they would if you paid for the shipping and stuff. I'm sure they would.
It'd be at like $70 or, you know, plus shipping. At least I'd be back to having my four bottles instead of it at $40 for one bottle.
Yeah. No, I think they'd do that.
I
don't wear perfume anymore or anything.
Why?
Just not. I mean, I don't. Most of it's chemicals, and I don't use any of that stuff anymore. So I haven't used perfume since like college.
Do you use deodorant?
I do. I use Tom's deodorant, a hippie deodorant. You know, I just don't. I definitely don't. I'm not into, you know, I don't want to stink, so I use soap.
We all thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. And I use deodorant, and that's really about it. I don't, I like some oils, smells. I have, like, a couple oils that, like, you know, if I need to wake up, I got some minty stuff. But, yeah, no, I don't do the perfume thing anymore.
Hmm.
Yeah. So that's the thing you tried. That was one of the things you tried recently.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome that it was the same.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we used to, we're getting out our sugar cookie. I bet you these cookies are going to be disgusting, but that's okay. Not the point. Do you have sugar?
Oh, I don't know.
Because we usually put sugar on top of them.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Makes the sugar, the, you know, spoonful of sugar helps that medicine go down.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, these are medicines?
For you. Oh. You're the medical card.
Oh, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
And whoever else
you're going to give them to.
I thought you were talking regular sugar cookies. I thought that was the saying for regular sugar cookies.
Oh, no.
And I thought, what a weird saying for sugar cookies, because sugar cookies aren't medicine. They're deliciousness.
Yeah, no.
Oh, but your gluten-free sugar cookies might be...
Disgusting.
Disgusting. You're right.
Well... I apologize in advance.
Well,
do you have to cool this then?
No. So I'm just going to strain it. So you can use a strainer or a cheesecloth or...
Ooh, that's hot.
Yeah. Any kind of metal strainer really works the best. And then you're going to want to pour the butter into the strainer. Make sure that you're pouring it into a heat-proof container. No plastic. It will melt. And it will...
Ruining.
Spill all over the place, I've heard.
Apparently, you're speaking from experience.
It's only happened like once or twice.
Oh.
This is very, very hot. So you want to strain it and then use a spoon and squeeze whatever you've put it in.
Wow, that's crackly. It's crackling.
So I'm squeezing every last drop of butter out of the flour. Or in the cheesecloth, or use your spoon and press it up against your metal strainer and just squeeze all of the butter out. And then after you've done that, you can pour it into your cookie mixture and add whatever other ingredients you need and stir it up. That is nice and green.
All right, so we just need one large egg.
Ooh, it actually smells good. Wasn't sure.
Yeah, that does smell pretty good.
Okay, so I've mixed everything. All we need to do is form 1-inch ball. Place about 2 inches apart on prepared baking sheets. Okay.
Awesome. So let's lay it out and then we'll...
Does that look like it's about an inch? No, that's more.
Yeah, that's too much.
Is that about an inch?
Sure.
That's a really good inch.
Yep.
As far as anybody knows, these are perfectly round 1-inch balls placed exactly 2 inches apart.
There you go.
Oh, these are very buttery. Definitely lick your fingers when you're done. I mean, not you, but I will. I'll lick your fingers when I'm done.
Oh my. No. There's a lot more dough than I expected.
Oh, were we supposed to use? Oh, we were supposed to use 6 tablespoons of butter. How many did we use?
We did.
Oh, that was 6?
Yeah, it's a stick.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
Yep.
That's what we did. I didn't even read the instructions.
I'm going to double check, but pretty sure, Ruth, you have a box?
Yeah, on the right.
How much was it supposed to be?
6.
6 tablespoons?
Yeah.
A little bit, did a little more.
Oh.
That'll be all right. That's why it's buttery.
Oh, yeah, but a lot of it we lost in the straining.
Yeah, I was going to say, all that process, we're probably pretty close.
Yeah.
Did you preheat, or is it preheating?
It is preheating.
Awesome. Because all we're doing is substituting our pot butter for the butter that's on your cookie recipe.
So make sure you get one with cookies or a cookie recipe that includes butter.
Right. If your cookie recipe doesn't have butter, then
this isn't going to work.
Yeah, this is going to be pointless. So how much, did you tell them how much you ground up?
Yes. So okay. I ground 1/8 ounce in 1 stick of butter.
Okay.
And then I like to replace butter on a 1-to-1 basis in a recipe because it makes it stronger. Some people like to do a 2-to-1 or even a 3-to-1. So that the cannabis isn't as strong.
Yeah, so you got to figure out what works for you. The first time you do it, you might want to do 3-to-1 and then work up from there. And what that means is, you want to do this, you want to explain that.
Yeah, so if your recipe calls for 1 stick of butter,
right.
I'm going to replace that 1 stick of butter with a stick of can of butter. But you might want to split that stick and do 2/3 of a stick of regular butter and just 1/3 can of butter until you figure out what ratio works for you.
Right. So you'll just cut the can of butter down and replace that with your regular butter to however you feel comfortable.
Yes.
Exciting.
So, now I'm running out of room here.
I know.
I'm not really concerned because even if it just makes a whole sheet, we can cut them into the size we want.
Yeah, that doesn't matter.
Because sometimes we won't eat a whole, or I won't eat a whole cookie at one time. Sometimes I only need part of a cookie.
I hope your cookies are good.
They're going to be amazing.
You have to eat them anyway. You put enough pot in there.
It's true.
All right. So do you have like coarse sugar, or do you just have regular sugar, or do you have like just to put on top when they come out?
Because it's gonna be good.
Oh yeah.
They're green. You have green sugar.
Sugar.
How cool is that?
Should I just?
Yeah, I would.
Oh, this is gonna be amazing. So this is not one of the low-cal treats, I guess, that
no
we would normally like to make. It's gonna be amazing though.
Well, gluten-free doesn't matter. I'm allergic to wheat, so yeah, so that's not the healthy part. You've been eating healthier than me lately.
I have been trying.
Yeah, you've been doing. You've been succeeding. You've got your down like 20, what, 2 pounds? 23 pounds?
I'm at 24 now.
Wow! Woo-hoo. I hate you.
You're already down like 30 pounds.
No, I've gained it. Gained it back. Gained all my weight back because what happens is I'm really good about not doing the carb thing, and then I fall off the wagon. And when I fall off the wagon, I fall off the wagon. Like I'm like in the drive-through. I'm like, well, I ate a potato chip, so now I gotta go
all in.
Get six things of McDonald's French fries and shove them in my mouth with ketchup.
The logic is solid.
I do. And then I'm like, ooh, I need like cheesecake. But so I gotta make myself a gluten-free cheesecake. And then no one else in my house eats cheesecake. So it's all my cheesecake. And I put the cherries on it. And I have that for breakfast. So like I literally fall. Like it's like off the cliff. There's no wagon. Forget the wagon. I go all in. And I do that for about 3 days. And then I hate myself. And then
that's a cycle.
It's my cycle, you know? So it's like you hit about 20 pounds and then, you know, life is sad and you need to eat. And what's the worst that could happen? Still gonna eat them.
Absolutely.
Just don't burn them.
All right, well, these
Don't crab leg them.
Well, so this says that we should cook them for 11 to 14 minutes. Or
is that the suggestion, or do we have to? Yeah. Baking is science. I do not like baking. I'm glad you're doing it.
Well, it says 11 to 14 minutes until very light golden brown. Be careful not to overbake.
Okay.
So I think we should keep an eye on it.
Okay. Okay, too. So yeah, just stick them in there and we'll just pull them out.
All right.
That'll be fine.
Ooh, should I turn the light on and we can watch them cook?
Sure.
Do you think the saying about a watch pot never boiling is the same about watch cookies? Or do you think we can watch them?
I don't know.
Not doing anything yet.
It's a good thing you're watching.
So it is true. I've been watching them and they have not cooked.
Okay. I like your Batman shirt.
Well, thank you very much. So how did you like Spider-Man? We didn't even really get to talk.
Oh, I loved it.
We saw Spider-Man over the weekend.
We did. It was so cute. I thought it was kind of a regurgitation. I thought it was a little bit like The Incredibles. You know, I felt like it was like Syndrome, and he was pretending to be good, but then he was bad, and so. But
yeah, spoiler alert.
Oh shoot! Yeah, we're gonna have to cut that out.
Oh, well, or not.
I don't mean to spoil anything. Hopefully, this will be so far past that you won't even care. But if so, I apologize and I'm sorry. So.
I'm sorry.
So, but I thought it was good. You asked me about it. You should have said spoiler. What are you thinking?
Jeez. I don't know.
You know me. So I spoil everything. Yeah, I thought it was cute. I really like that actor. What's his name? From England. Who plays Spider-Man? Little Kit. Tom something, I think.
Yeah. John LeBlanc.
Yeah. I saw him on Lip Sync Battle. It was the best thing. He's so amazing. Like, I don't know if he was a dancer. And him and Robert Downey Jr. are actually really close.
Aww.
He kind of took him under his wing and thought of him as like, because he started in the business at a young age. And it's like a really cute thing that's happening. He's like the kid that Robert Downey Jr. never had. Or does he have kids? I don't know. I'm not sure.
You're not a very good celebrity stalker.
I know. And I find
like,
him
I know
very attractive.
Very no, little bit about
like,
him.
I have a huge crush on that man, but I know nothing about his life. It's all
whatever's in people.
It's all because he's very handsome. That's it. That's all I care
if you
about.
Saw him standing with a child, you'd be like,
oh, you must have a kid.
Yeah.
Or,
or not.
You're borrowing one. You know, maybe he's a cool uncle. He looks like a cool uncle. Like, I would think, that's cool a cool uncle. Oh my god.
I would think that's a cool uncle too. Yeah, I didn't set a timer.
Hmm. So that's not good because I was looking at the 350.
Yeah, that's just the oven temperature.
There's no clock.
Well, why don't we just... Oh, no, I remember. We were just going to keep an eye on it. And then when it was all very light golden brown, they were done.
So where did you get your Batman shirt?
I don't know, probably Target. That's where I get most of my things.
Oh, okay. It's not where you get most of your things.
Yes, it is.
Not clothes.
Oh, I think these jeans are from there, too.
Oh. I like Target.
I do, too. Baller on a budget, as they say.
A baller on a budget.
That's how I describe myself.
My mom bought me an outfit recently. I don't know why. She just decided to get it for me. And I wore it. And I wore it, I don't know, everywhere. I went to work. I went to all around. I read the tag when I got home. It's pajamas. I mean, it doesn't look like pajamas.
You wore pajamas, like a full pajama set?
Well, it was like crop pants and this like V-neck shirt. I will show it to you.
So you thought your mom bought you
an outfit,
like a Walmart piece together, like sold as a set.
It was a set. And it was from Walmart, so I know that you're going to judge me right now. But it was cute.
Oh, I wear their fancy panties.
So, yeah, they've got good fancy panties.
I know. That killed me when I checked out with underwear, and it came up and on the little ringer thing where it says, I got Batman underwear there. And it says fancy panties is what it rang up as.
Oh, that's right.
I loved it. I had to go back in my another pair so I could get a picture. Anyway, I'm sorry.
Did you take the picture of the fancy? Yeah, so yeah, if you go get
panties.
If you go get any kind of, like, Batman or fun underwear, because Laura likes Batman, so she has Batman underwear. When you ring it up at Walmart, check it out, because instead of it saying Batman underwear, it'll say fancy panties. So, so good. So, what was I saying? I don't even remember. Oh, so yeah, I wore it. I wore it like 3 times. I think I even wore it to church. And it's called like Sleepy Time Wear. It's right
Sleepy
in the tag.
Sleepy Time Wear. Yeah. It's not even a real brand. Oh, it's not even like Walmart brand.
No, it's not exactly that. It's something similar. Like, I'll have to read it to you. Oh, you know what? I think these pants are it.
You're wearing the pants?
I'm wearing them right now. I will tell you what the brand is. Wait. Secret Treasures. It's like Victoria's Secret. And they're so comfortable.
So you're wearing knockoff Victoria's Secret Walmart pajamas.
Right now.
Right now.
Yep. So, yeah.
Oh, so I think these bitches are done.
All right. Well, here's the true test. Are you going to...
Well, shouldn't we let them cool a little bit?
I guess so.
Okay. I mean, I was thinking maybe.
I don't know. I'm always like hot out of the oven cookies.
Really?
Well, I mean, I just don't have any self-control. So how is it?
So it's still really hot.
Okay.
It's not bad, though.
Yeah, what is it? Is it sweet? Does it taste like a sugar cookie?
It tastes like a sugar cookie.
How potty is it?
It's not overly potty.
Okay, well, that's good.
Potty. No, it's not overpowering. Good. I think I would have put a little bit less butter in.
Okay.
Maybe the amount I called for.
Okay.
Just a little bit greasy.
Okay. Okay, so that was a win-win, sugar cookies.
Yeah, so thanks for listening. This has been Pot and Kettle. Make sure to like, share, subscribe, you know, whatever else it is that you're supposed to do. If you have any recipes that you think we'd like to make or you'd like us to try, send it to potandkettlepodcast@gmail.com or find us on Facebook. We're Pot and Kettle Cooking with Cannabis and Comedy at Pot and Kettle Podcast or on Instagram at Pot and Kettle Podcast.
Ooh, that's
a lot to say.
So yeah, come find us. And if you have suggestions, put them out there. It was awesome.
Bye.
Bye.